What is, like, I'm guessing bridal dresses, you make them, you sew them, you...
Yeah, I'm a bridal wear designer.
Okay.
Started off in 2009, specialising in veils and headpieces.
Okay.
Because obviously being island-based, it was quite... It's an easier thing to sell online and actually sort of send, because they don't need to be fitted and things like that.
Yeah.
And I've been doing that for a few years. I've recently got a new idea for a new collection, which I'm taking to a trade show in Harrogate next weekend.
Okay.
And it's actually a collection of separates, so it's five skirts, five bodices, which can be mixed in amongst each other, so brides can actually get quite they don't have to compromise anymore. They can actually get the dress of their dreams, because I sell pre-loved dresses in my studio, and I find a lot of brides come in and they like the skirt of one but the top of another.
Okay.
So this is actually a way for them to get that without a massive price tag, to be honest.
So it's a pretty much kind of build your own dress.
Yeah, you've got, as I say, five skirts, five bodices, and then there's accessories. So you've got belts, veils. There's also sort of brooches which you can add on, and trims that it comes in different fabrics. You can pick the lace and satin and colours and things like that that you want as well. So it is pretty close to having a bespoke dress, but without the huge price tag that normally, you know, warrants.
Yeah.
So would
you say the prices are good then for a dress? I mean, I know in America they're a bit crazy with prices, aren't they, for all this stuff? They go.
It depends on. Obviously, you've got sort of low to high end dresses. I mean, high end you can get sort of £20,000 for a dress. You know, you can get really cheap ones in China, but I wouldn't recommend it.
Yeah.
Because A, you don't know what you're going to get. The quality is normally quite bad, fits quite awful, and you're kind of wasting money and time, because then you've then got to get another dress.
Got it. Yeah.
Pretty quickly. So mine's sort of like mid-range. It's not hugely expensive, but it's sort of in keep. It's slightly cheaper than a lot of the sort of dresses you can get at the moment.
Yeah. No, I've got up your website here, which is
it's karendornelly.com.
Okay, and why that name? Because I know your name's Karen. What's the Dornelly?
Yeah, the Dornelly was when I started designing, I just wanted it something that wasn't just Karen Robb, because it doesn't sound too exciting.
Yeah.
So I was inspired by my maternal grandmother. She died very young. She had quite a tragic life, but she's kind of been my inspiration. She was a milliner when she was alive, so I kind of feel like her genes have permeated down to me. Yes, because it's sort of missed my mum. She can't sew for toffee, but I've sort of from very, very young age, I've always sewn, always, you know, been a sewing machine, always created stuff. So I kind of feel like it was her, and her name was Dora Nelly.
Mm-hmm.
So I took the A out, combined it into one word, and made it Dornelly.
Nice.
And I've only recently, with the new website, the new collection, and new branding, I've made it Karen Dornelly. So it's sort of more me.
Yeah, self brand kind of thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm guessing you have a Facebook page.
Karen Dornelly is the Facebook page.
Okay.
I've also got a Facebook page for the pre-loved dresses, which are in the studio.
Yeah.
So if anybody's interested in coming to see those, because they're sort of secondhand, they're sample dresses, so they're really good budget-wise. You know, if you that thing of wearing a dress for one day, a lot of people don't want to spend lots of money. They haven't got the money to spend on it.
Yeah.
And my dresses there start from like sort of £200, things like that.
Nice.
And I'm also on hand for, you know, alterations or modifications, things like that as well.
Oh, I've always wondered, do people always go for just white dresses? I mean,
it's ivory. It's not white.
Oh, is it? Yeah. Oh, okay.
There's it's funny because you kind of go, what colour? There's you think ivory's ivory?
Yeah.
No. There's many,
yeah, because
you get versions.
Multiple, because it's more yellowy you can get, can't you? You can get different versions of ivory.
You can get really cream, you can get vintage ivory, which is sort of, it looks like it's older,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
You've got pale ivory, dark ivory, vintage ivory.
ivory.
And they're all just like not quite white, really.
Yeah.
But it also depends where you buy the fabric from as well, because what one will call ivory, one will call pale ivory. So it's very kind of, oh my God. But yeah, white, not a lot of people pick white. It's quite a hard colour to wear.
Yeah.
And it doesn't always translate into photos. You can get a bit of sort of glare off it, depending on...
Yeah, I was about to say, because it can sometimes clash with how you look. I mean, if you're a blonde hair and you're wearing an ivory dress, I'd say white, an ivory dress with, obviously, it would just kind of... It won't. I don't know. You have to have a kind of uniqueness to it, don't you, to fit that person?
Yeah. The thing is, with there's lots of sort of bridal magazines and blogs and things like that, and they always concentrate on the body shape and what should I wear for my body shape. It's not 100% that. It's also down to personality. You can't have like a demure person in a very over the top bride dress. You know, you if you are quite sort of quiet and demure, then you go for a dress that reflects that.
Yeah.
But if you're quite sort of bubbly and crazy, then you would go for something a little bit more over the top, you know. So it's what you're comfortable in as well. You know, don't read what the magazines say. It's what you want, what you're comfortable in, and what you're happy with.
Yeah.
I mean, the thing I'd say with most brides is make sure you get the underwear done first. That's really important to get a really good base.
Yeah.
And then put the dress over the top of it.
I'm glad I'm not a woman getting married. It's a lot
so
of work.
It's so easy for guys. You just like, which colour suit do you wear?
black without
navy. Navy grey. Black navy grey. See.
Tie. That's all I do. Tie. That's all I need. Tie and briefs done. I walk around topless. I don't mind. So, I mean, collections. You've got some collections here. You've got some separate, which is obviously make the dress yourself.
Yeah.
What about some contact details? How could people get in contact with you?
I've got the email is hello@dornelly.com.
Okay.
Everything is on the website as well, but my phone number, the studio is 525-234.
Okay.
Obviously, I'm there sort of during work hours. I've got a mobile as well if anybody does want to sort of get in touch, and that's 0797-281-9854.
Okay, brilliant. And where's your studio based?
It's St James's Street.
Okay.
It's above Warhammer.
I'm trying to think. Warhammer.
It's around the corner from Next.
Yeah.
You've got the really nice little bakery opposite.
Oh, yeah. I know.
So
I know.
It used to be the hair lounge. It used to be the hairdressers, but now it's Warhammer.
I know what Warhammer is.
Yeah.
It's like kind of little toy things. Like you build your own, I don't even know, but glue things.
I just kind of walk past it and it's just go, scary and dark. And
you see all the people just look at you and you're like,
I sort of say, I'm not going to go in, I might not come out.
No, brilliant. They do. They look amazing. I love some of the pictures you've got on the website as well. They look.
Yeah, that was done a few weeks ago, over at the lodge at Buckham.
Nice.
They let us sort of run right over there. They were really, really kind to let us use it. And a couple of photographers, one from the mainland, Kat Forsyth and Debs Allen from over here. My friend did makeup, Joe Lofthouse.
Yeah.
Scott's let us use Poppy to do hair and Faye Courage as well. So it was a really sort of good island sort of team came together, and all the models are all sort of like friends and friends of friends. So there's no sort of... They're real women.
Yeah, they're real people every day, everywhere.
They're real women. You know, they're it's not been airbrushed or anything like that, so you haven't got these strange, deformed, 7-foot creatures. There's no way anybody's ever going to look like, you know...
$1 million. They do look like just normal people who have just gone, hey, these look nice, let's wear them.
They're beautiful girls. They were so sweet and really lovely and really... You know, did a great job, so I've got some really good photos from it.
Right. Well, thank you, Karen, for coming in and giving us a bit about your business. It sounds like it's a good business. It sounds local. It sounds natural. It just sounds like, hey, you want a dress? Come here. We do dresses. You know, they are beautiful and they do look really good. And I like the idea of you can build your own dress.
Yeah, it just means not being, you know, not having to compromise. It also means sizing wise, if you're a 12 top and a 14 bottom, you can actually buy it and then not have to spend so much money having it altered and things like that.
Well,
so.
I've gone to a couple of weddings, not recently, a while ago, but it's when it comes down to dresses and such, it's a lot of work for it, a lot of work. I mean, my mum used to do modelling and she constantly going out and being, you know, sized up and such, and she was very conscious of her body because you have, as you said, some people think you need the perfect body for it. I think that's true. Your what you wear reflects who you are.
Mm.
Definitely
down to personality. I mean, especially because with the veils and headpieces, some of them I do are quite quirky and over the top and a bit, you know, they're not traditional. And the brides that worn them, they're that kind of person.
Yeah.
You know, they don't want to just look traditional. They want something that just goes, this is who I am, I'm a little bit quirky, and I like to sort of stand out. And it's the one, you know, the one day that you're allowed to actually steal the limelight from everybody else.
Yeah, so it's your day pretty much.
Absolutely, yeah.
Well, I have to say we've hit the end. I've run out of time to chat to you, but brilliant. If you want to give us your contact details one more time.
Yep, it's karendornelly.com. The phone number at the studio is 525-234, and it's 35A St James's Street. it's always best to make an appointment just to make sure that I'm there.
Brilliant. Okay. Well, thank you, Karen.
Thank you.
Thank you.